Hello. What is the purpose of the Legally Brief podcast, and how do you use this podcast? Well, the mission of this podcast, my mission, is one where I see the world where children of all ages can compete, learn, and train without fear. Whether that fear comes in the form of embarrassment, humiliation, verbal or nonverbal abuse, sexual or physical, I envision a world where this does not happen. And that is the purpose of this podcast. My mission is to provide conversations on the law, culture, and abuse that will act as a portal for listeners to increase their awareness for this cause, for this mission, and that listeners will understand the patterns and understand how authority figures and institutions can engage in patterns that are abusive. How should you use this podcast? Well, personally, I'm a podcast geek. I listen to podcasts while I work, drive, clean, exercise when I'm on a long run. Podcasts, they've introduced me to stories of people that have been beyond my circle, beyond my friend group. It has expanded my mind. It's expanded my ability to empathize and to understand other people. Through podcasts, I've learned about and hired consultants, contractors. I've done collaborations. I've been introduced to different businesses. So for example, through the Anxiety Coaches podcast and Meditation Oasis, I actually learned how to manage fear and become more mindful. The right podcast can excite, they can expand your worldview and introduce you to partnerships, introduce you to different people. So that's what the Legally Brief podcast is being born out of. That same objective, to incite you, to expand your worldview, to raise your awareness, and to amplify the voices of survivors. Use the Legally Brief podcast to gain new viewpoints, to meet experts. I'll invite experts in the field of abuse. We'll engage in conversations, and hopefully you'll understand and get some self-awareness. And that's what the purpose of this podcast is. It is to bring awareness. I hope to connect my audience, you all, and to provide helpful information and to make you ultimately aware of abuse in all of its forms, in the different patterns that abusers will use, the different ways that they groom survivors so that others don't have to suffer and go through what some survivors have. The purpose of this podcast also for me is one that I hope to bring to individuals that are curious. I myself am hopefully curious and want to learn. So it'll also be a place where you can come and learn. I'm a seeker. I consider one of my gifts is curiosity about people and the willingness to be a constant learner. My secret weapon is my heartfelt need to share. I observe myself giving. And when I give, that's when I'm at my happiest. So that's the purpose of this. I want to give to you information. I want to serve as a place where you can come for conversations, maybe conversations that you'll then take and have with your friends and your loved ones. It's similar to a person that has labored over a delicious meal, you know, all day, all weekend, and they want to give it to their friends. I too want to share. I want to share this podcast. I have labored over it. I've thought about who I can bring, what experts I can invite, and what I can share about the law and my 20 years of experience. And I want to bring that to you and share it with you, my friends. I want to allow you to hear stories. I want you to find a community of survivors, a community of supporters. I want children to know that it's okay that if they have encountered an abusive authority figure, maybe an institution that has hid that abuser, that it's okay, that they are understood and they are heard. I want the audience to know. Many in the audience may be searching for answers and options. I want those people to know that I'm with them, I'm cheering you on, and I'll do everything I can. If I can't help, then I will find someone that will. So to that end, my hope for the Legally Brief podcast, our purpose is to spread far and wide the spirit and the words of the poet Khalil Gibran, who stated, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. All right, let's go. Let's dig into the Legally Brief podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and we have a lot to explore together.